beloved, welcome to another devotional. This week we are talking about a supernatural lifestyle. And that is really one of our values at church. We believe that God is a supernatural God. And as His followers, we should live supernatural lives. And we pray that you will have a supernatural Friday, a supernatural weekend, and that your life will be so attractive to the world around you. And today I really want to give you such an important key to really living a supernatural life. This will really help us to hear the voice of God better. It will really help us to flow in the gifts of the Spirit more. And it will really help us to experience the power of God on a regular basis. And that is to pray in tongues. The Bible says in Jude chapter 1, from verse 20 to 21, it says, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." Notice where he talks about how we need to build ourselves up in our most holy faith, and then it also says that we need to keep ourselves in the love of God. Now, when you build yourself up in your faith and you remain in the love of God, you are going to live a supernatural life. But in between those two statements, Jude says, pray in the Holy Spirit. And that means to really pray in the Spirit, to pray in tongues. And that is a wonderful gift that God has given us and that we can practice in order to live an effective, fruitful life. Now, sometimes people think that tongues is just for a select few, but that is not what Scripture teaches. It is true that when somebody gives a message in tongues, it needs to be interpreted, and not everybody flows in that gift. And that is a totally different gift that we read about in 1 Corinthians 12. But when it comes to your own personal prayer language, everyone can experience it and everyone can actually do it. And we start to pray in tongues by receiving the baptism in the Holy Spirit. That is what gives us the ability to pray in tongues and to pray in the Holy Spirit. So if you are not baptized in the Holy Spirit, you can receive it today by asking Jesus to fill you with His Holy Spirit. If you want to learn more about it, we have many resources available at church. You can come to Growth Track. This coming Sunday, we will be talking about baptisms, and it will really help you to experience everything that God has for you. But maybe you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, but you aren't praying in tongues on a regular basis. And my friends, I want to encourage you to do it. It will help you to really experience so much more from God in your everyday life. You know, sometimes we think that it's not that important, or we should just do it when we feel an unction, but the Holy Spirit will never force Himself on us. We still have the ability to control it. We can speak in tongues whenever we want to, because the Holy Spirit is always on. You know, people sometimes tell me you can't put the Holy Spirit on and off like that by praying in tongues whenever you want to. Well, the truth is the Holy Spirit is always on. So whenever we want to pray in tongues, He's ready to give us the utterance and to pray through us. So I want to encourage you to do it, especially if you aren't sure on how to pray about a certain situation. The Holy Spirit will pray a perfect prayer through you, and it will produce tremendous results. So this is a wonderful doorway and key into the supernatural, and that is to pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.